Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. We have some breaking news about the crisis that Donald Trump has started, not only in the Middle East, but across the entire globe. He is now blaming us for his failed war in Iran. He's blaming you and I. Anybody who criticized the war, anybody who opposed this war, is now getting the blame as Donald Trump fails to find an off-ramp and as his war goes awry. I wish I were joking, but he's basically echoing the criticisms of people like Walter Cronkite back during the Vietnam War, when Cronkite was saying that the American public was against this war. Conservatives in America then said, "You are causing us to fail." Time and time again, we have seen neocons and these Republicans blame their failed wars on the people who oppose them rather than taking responsibility themselves, and I am sick of it. We are not going to let that happen again, and they do not know what this next generation is about. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate our relentless fighting and you want to join the community below, because listen, he is not going to be able to blame us. He is not going to be able to blame Democrats as he does in this post. Democrats have been very firmly against this war and have repeatedly put up and voted for war powers resolutions, which would stop this war in an instant. And Donald Trump has placed pressure on Republicans to keep this war going. So no, we are not going to take blame for this crisis that is developing. And let me just update you on how awfully the communication has been going throughout the past few days. This morning, there was total media chaos with regards to Iran. Trump kept contradicting himself on whether J.D. Vance was going, then saying J.D. Vance is not going. Then he said J.D. Vance is actually on the way right now. Then Trump said, wait a minute, J.D. Vance is actually not on the way. He's going tomorrow. Then they said Iran is signing a deal. Then they said, wait, Iran doesn't even actually know this meeting is happening. Then they said it doesn't matter if they sign a deal because they're going to get bombed anyways. Then they said the Iranians are coming to Islamabad. Wait, no, they're actually not coming. Well, again, it doesn't matter because we're going to get a deal anyways. It is all contradictory. And this happens as this is officially turned into a global crisis. As the Kabasi letter reports, it's official. The world is now experiencing its biggest energy crisis in history, with 600 million barrels of lost oil supply. Let me explain the delayed supply shock, because it's very interesting and it's going to affect all of us. U.S. gas prices are up 47% since December, and inflation is nearing 4% in a similar path to the 1970s. What happens next? Well, let's see. Today marks day 51 of the Iran war. With about 600 million barrels of lost oil supply, $50 billion worth of oil has been removed from the global market. You can see a chart showing the amount of oil tankers transiting the Strait of Hormuz. It has now dropped down to basically zero. And as the admin claims they're getting small wins, it's like one or two ships passing through. So this is the same amount of fuel it takes to run the world's international shipping industry for 4 months. We've lost that amount, and this is unprecedented. The U.S. actually has it kind of good. Jet fuel prices over in Europe, for example, to all the European people who are watching, shout out to you. I guess it's not good news. Jet fuel prices over in Europe surged over 100% amid the Iran war's disruption. I have friends in Europe who can vouch for this. This is very, very harmful to the economy. New data shows Europe has just 6 weeks worth of jet fuel remaining, with many flights set to be canceled. Europe is urging people to work from home to conserve fuel. Asia has it the worst, as they are heavily reliant on the Strait of Hormuz. About 45% of all oil and condensate imported by Asia flows through Hormuz, the highest of any region. That's what Trump means when he says it doesn't really affect us. It does. Oil prices are global, but it affects other countries worse, so he's kind of hoping that the gun he fired will ricochet, hurt one of our allies, and our allies will take care of the villain. It's all so incredibly backwards, and our president is turning us into a pariah on the global stage by bankrupting all of our allies and shitting on them. The question now becomes, what does this mean for the economy over the long run? While energy inflation accounts for 7% of U.S. CPI inflation, it also indirectly flows into many other categories. New data shows that U.S. energy inflation hit a 287% annualized rate last month, and there will continue to be inflation in energy across the board. As Donald Trump claims that we're energy dependent and we're winning and drilling, we're not. It is struggling. So then Aaron Rupar says, Trump compares his war with Iran to World War II and calls Democrats traitors. He is now trying to blame Democrats while also claiming that we've won this war. So wait, the blame is on people who are criticizing this war, but we've also won this war? So he says, the Democrats are doing everything possible to hurt the very strong position we are in with respect to Iran. Okay, we're not in a strong position. J.D. Vance got zero, nada from his last negotiations. He flew to Islamabad, got nothing, so he flew back, and now he's flying back to Pakistan to get nothing again. What are we talking about? The Democrats are trying to hurt the position. J.D. Vance can't do anything himself. Despite World War I lasting 4 years, 3 months, 14 days, and World War II lasting 6 years and one day, the Korean War lasting 3 years, the Vietnam War lasting 19 years, really? Are we really winning when we're comparing this to World War II and Vietnam by length? This is absurd. He says, it was far faster. This is far faster. I read fake news saying that I'm under pressure to make a deal. This is not true. I am under no pressure whatsoever, although it will happen relatively quickly. Time is not my adversary. The only thing that matters is that we finally, after 47 years, straighten out the mess that other presidents let happen. We're in it. And it will be done right. We won't let the weak and pathetic Democrats, traitors all, who for years have been talking about the dangers of Iran and that something has to be done, but now since I'm the one doing it, belittle the accomplishments that is being perfectly executed. I mean, he's criticizing the Democrats because the Democrats are criticizing his war that is not doing too well. What about this one? He said, I'm winning a war by a lot. Things are going very well. Our military has been amazing. And if you read the fake news, like the failing New York Times, the absolutely horrendous and disgusting Wall Street Journal, or now defunct Washington Post, you would almost think that we are losing the war. Almost. You would almost think that if you actually read something beyond Fox News and the New York Post. This war is going disastrously for both countries, but mainly for the United States. Donald Trump gave the timeline of 4 to 6 weeks. Guess what? We're about to enter week 7, and he is still escalating rhetoric-wise and about to strike again, according to his interviews where he says he's on the verge of bombing. He then says, the enemy is confused because they get these same media reports, yet they realize their Navy has been wiped out and their Air Force has been gone. You guys know what I'm going to say if you've been watching this show. It is not very impressive that the United States wiped out a 50-year-old Air Force and a 60-year-old Navy. These are ancient fleets that the United States wiped out. And let's just weigh the ROI now that we're about 7 weeks into the war. Let's weigh the cost-benefit analysis, rather. So we've lost 13 U.S. service members, hundreds of casualties, hundreds of schoolgirls dead in Iran, thousands dead in Iran, thousands dead in Lebanon, oil prices spiked across the globe, markets are in shock, countries are rationing their energy, and the United States is a pariah on the global stage. In return, Donald Trump is using the same line about taking out their 60-year-old military, taking out their 60-year-old Navy, replacing their 86-year-old Khamenei with his 30-year younger son, who's still rather radical. And we've basically given them regional control over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm personally not seeing the victory here whatsoever. And when Trump is saying that the anti-American fake news is rooting for Iran to win, but it's not going to happen, again, I want to make it very clear. This is the neocon playbook. All MAGA is, all Trump is a sophisticated marketing scheme for the same old playbook. Republicans get into power, cut taxes for the rich, cut benefits for the poor, send more people to war, make sure they balloon our debt, and then blame the Democrats when eventually things go awry and things go horribly for the average American. And then Democrats get into power and have to clean up the mess of Republicans. If you look at any single election over the past 30 years, the Republican Party does the same exact thing, and it's the playbook that I just laid out. You see Donald Trump doing it in real time, just with a little bit more grandiosity, if that's the word. He's trying to be grandiose throughout all of this, but we can see through it. He's blaming us when they are the ones responsible for their failed war, not the Democrats, not you and I for criticizing the failed war. And let's make that very clear. If you want to join my movement and join our movement in making that clear, subscribe below, drop a blue heart, drop some comments if you made it this far. I love you all. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.